Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Michael Lewis's Flash Boys. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know before reading this that the stock market was basically a video game rig for the fastest computers?
I mean, I knew there was some shady stuff, but I had no idea how deep it went. The book opens with this Canadian trader, Brad Katsuyama, who notices that every time he tries to buy a big block of shares, the price jumps up before his order goes through. It's like the market knows what he's about to do.
Right, and it turns out the market actually does know. It's not magic. It's high-frequency traders who can see your order coming and jump in front of it. They buy the stock first, then sell it back to you at a slightly higher price. It's a hidden tax on every trade.
Exactly. And the book traces this all back to a 2005 regulation called Reg NMS. It was supposed to make the market more competitive by fragmenting it into dozens of electronic exchanges. But what it actually did was create tiny time gaps between exchanges, and the high-frequency traders exploited those gaps.
Yeah, the whole system became about speed. These firms spent millions building microwave towers and laying fiber optic cables just to shave off a few milliseconds. They co-located their computers inside the exchange data centers. And it's all legal.
But here's the thing, it's not really providing any value. They're not investors in the traditional sense. They're not researching companies or providing capital. They're just front-running everyone else. It's like if you went to a casino and someone could see your cards before you bet.
That's the perfect analogy. And what I love about this book is that Brad Katsuyama doesn't just accept it. He spends months trying to figure out why his trades keep failing. He runs experiments, tests theories, and eventually discovers this whole hidden world of latency arbitrage.
And his solution is brilliant. He creates a new exchange called IEX, the Investors Exchange, and introduces a tiny speed bump. It's just 350 microseconds, which is invisible to humans. But for high-frequency traders, it completely blocks their ability to front-run. It levels the playing field.
The whole team behind IEX is fascinating. You've got Ronan Ryan, this Irish telecom guy who can trace fiber optic cable by hand, and John Schwall, who knows the plumbing of the market inside out. They're not slick Wall Street types. They're engineers who got genuinely angry that the system was broken.
Right, and the villains in this story aren't just the high-frequency traders. It's also the big banks. They were selling their clients' order flow to these predators. They created dark pools for large trades, then let the high-frequency traders into those pools. They were making money on both sides.
That part made me furious. Your own bank is selling information about your trades to the people who are picking you off. And the regulators were totally outmatched. The SEC didn't understand the technology, and they were slow to act. It took years for IEX to get approved.
But they did get approved in 2016. And the book ends with this message of hope that a small group of determined outsiders can actually change the system. They didn't ban high-frequency trading. They just made it impossible to exploit the speed advantage.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that faster isn't always better. We assume that speed equals progress, but in the stock market, speed became a weapon. The market is a human institution, and it reflects the values of the people who design it. If you design it for speed over fairness, you get a rigged game.
And if you want to dig deeper into this story or explore thousands of other titles, you can check out the whole library on the 7-Minute Books app, over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction books you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So Flash Boys is a reminder that the market isn't a neutral machine, it's a game, and the rules matter. When the rules favor speed over fairness, everyone else pays the price. We'll see you in the next one.